Title: Los Angeles Announces New Fair Chance Ordinance. Content: On February 27, 2024, Los Angeles County announced a new fair chance ordinance. This ordinance is set to take effect on September 3, 2024, and expands upon California's existing ban the box law by introducing additional requirements for employers. Scope: the ordinance applies to employers with 5 or more employees with at least 1 working within the unincorporated areas of Los Angeles County. This broader application, compared to state law which generally applies to employers with 15 or more employees, means that smaller businesses will also need to comply with these new requirements. Job postings: under the ordinance, employers must state that qualified applicants with arrest or conviction records will be considered for employment. Specify any laws that restrict or prohibit hiring individuals with certain criminal histories. Include a list of all material job duties for positions where a criminal background may directly and negatively impact employment, potentially leading to the withdrawal of a conditional job offer. Conditional offer letters: the ordinance introduces several changes regarding how employers make conditional job offers. Aligning with the statewide Fair Chance Act, it prohibits employers from asking about criminal convictions until after a conditional job offer has been made. If an employer plans to conduct a background check at this stage, it must provide written notice containing a statement that the conditional job offer depends on the review of the applicant's criminal history. An explanation of the employer's justification for reviewing the applicant's criminal history, detailing why it is relevant to the job position. A comprehensive list of all information and history types that the employer will review, such as education, social media history, employment history, driving history, reference checks, drug testing, etc. The ordinance prohibits employers from considering 1. Arrests not followed by conviction, although unresolved arrests can be considered, 2. Referrals to or participation in a diversion or deferral of judgment program, 3. Convictions that have been sealed, dismissed, expunged, etc., 4. Juvenile records, 5. Non-felony convictions for possession of marijuana that are more than 2 years old, 6. Any conviction more than 7 years old, 7. Infractions, with the exception of some driving infractions, and 8. Convictions arising out of conduct that has been decriminalized since the conviction. Individualized assessment and preliminary notice of adverse action: employers must conduct an individualized assessment before rescinding a conditional job offer based on a criminal record. If an employer intends to withdraw a conditional offer or take any other adverse employment action, it must provide the applicant or employee with a preliminary notice of this action. This notice must be sent via both regular mail and email, if an email address is available, and include the following information: notice of intent to withdraw the conditional offer of employment and/or take any other adverse employment action due to criminal history. An explanation of the applicant's right to respond before the decision is finalized, including the specified waiting periods and timelines for response as outlined in the ordinance. A copy of the initial individualized assessment. Notice of the specific convictions that are the basis for the adverse action. A copy of the criminal background check report and any other information related to the applicant's criminal history that the employer considered, such as internet searches, news articles, and social media content. Procedures for applicant challenges: one of the key features of the ordinance is the creation of clear procedures that allow applicants to contest decisions made based on their criminal history. Specifically, the ordinance sets a defined period, 5 days, during which applicants and employees can challenge the accuracy of the criminal history data or present evidence of rehabilitation and mitigating factors. If the applicant or employee disputes the accuracy of the background check and notifies the employer in writing, or if they need additional time to gather written evidence of rehabilitation or mitigating circumstances, they are granted at least 10 additional business days. Alternatively, this time can be used to present evidence of rehabilitation or mitigating circumstance.